many we do now. It's just unreal what this little church has been able to do. We had a couple of deacons went to Guatemala here just a couple of weeks ago. I mean, not preachers, deacons. Just felt like they needed to go and they went, you know. Furthering the gospel, we got a preacher that at the end of the month is heading out and going overseas, been doing the work. Brother Randall, as far as I know, he's still doing the work on the radio across the waters. Brother Marty does the work on Facebook. He does the work on the radio every Sunday. Amen. We got preachers. We probably got five or six preachers out preaching today. One tonight I know of. We got three that ordained or out pastoring churches right now. I mean, furthering the gospel. Amen. And that's our job. I've heard Brother Larry, I don't want to mean to throw him under the bus, but I've heard him say over and over here lately, if you're just staying still, you're not doing your job. We need to be going forward. We need to be getting stronger. And it's really been on my heart a lot lately, and I pray that you understand that we've got all these children, and I would really love to see them come to Sunday school. And we could teach them. Amen. We've got a lot of new members in the last year or so that's come. I would really love to see you start getting more involved in stuff like this. We've got people that's come here that's qualified and good with children, I know. And we have so much opportunity here. Amen. And I pray that we just don't let it slip away. So the word furthering the gospel, or furtherance, or it means profit. It comes from the Greek word, and I probably won't get this right, prokopē. And it's you'll find it when you look it up, and it'll be like G4297. It's only mentioned like this three times, once in to do with profit, and that's what we're going to read here. And then Paul mentions it twice in the furtherness over in Philippians chapter 1 at verse 12 and verse 25. And verse 12 is where he says furthering this of the gospel. And so we're going to try to read this, and I don't know how long it'll be. I don't know. Boy, I've just really been, it may not take but a few minutes. It may take 30 minutes. I don't know. But I really want to get this right, because I love you. I love our children. I love this church. Amen. And sometimes I know, I've heard a whole lot this week about what I preached last Sunday, how it had to be a tough one. Listen, I don't come here looking to hurt nobody's feelings. Amen. I do not come here to step on nobody's toes. Amen. I just come here and try my best to preach what He's laid on my heart. And I'm so thankful that I've always had liberty here to be able to do that. And I promise you, this right here has got nothing to do with hurting anybody. This is to encourage you. And I pray that we would be encouraged, that we would do a little more. We're going to start reading in the sixth verse. It said, Paul telling Timothy to put the brethren in remembrance of these things. Thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse and profane and old wise fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Bodily exercise profit a little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. Having the promise of the life that now is and that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all expectation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou example to of the believers in the word, conversation, and charity, and spirit, and faith, and purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, that was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of hands by the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that the profiting may appear to all. And now I want to stop reading right there, and I told you that word, where it come from, and it's to do with the profiting may appear to all. And he told him, he said, read. He said, just meditate. He said, we're to teach the doctrine. We're to do all these things that it might be profitable, and it might profit not only to him, but unto all that hear. So we realize today for this to further, go further. I'm thankful for where we have been and what God has done for us. He's brought us a long ways. He has. I believe he's brought me a long ways from where I once was. I believe he's brought Hilltop Church a long ways from where it once was. But listen, we still got further to go. And then if we get satisfied in where we're at and we become lukewarm, I want you to realize he'll spew us out of his mouth. So we need to strengthen that what we have. And I won't go further in this with what we have and what God has done for us. So I pray today that we would get to the point that we would want to teach our children more, that they would want to be able to, we would want them to learn. We would not only... We come and bring them to church, and that's good. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful you come to bring them to the preaching. But listen to me, it's more to it than that. I can't teach them everything. You need to teach your children. And then part of that is bringing them how to be taught in Sunday school. I believe we can do so much better in our Bible study. We ought to have at least 50 to 100 people here for Bible study. We do good to have 15 or 20. Listen, we should have at least that 60 or 70 attendance for Sunday school, maybe 100 if we would make an effort. But we do good to have 20 or 30. Listen to me, we can do so much better to further the gospel. And it starts at home. It starts with me. And that's why he told him, he said, I meditate day and night. I want you to realize I need to do more studying myself. And I realize that I've tried to study on this subject all week and trying to get how he'd help me to go about it. And I want you to realize it's been a struggle for me this week. It really has. But I know today if we'll get serious about this, he'll help us with it. So we want to go here and read for our text. And we're going to read more than just that 12th verse. And we might go over and read the 25th verse. But it says now, for God is my record in the 8th verse, how greatly I long after you. All in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love abound yet more and more, and knowledge and all judgment. I want you to know, if you don't know nothing, you cannot make a judgment. You have to have knowledge to be able to make a judgment on anything. You say, well, preacher, it's not for us to judge. No, it's not. I am not supposed to judge you, and I pray that you'll not judge me. But listen to me, we are to use judgment. We are to be able to recognize when something's wrong. If we can't do that, we go out here and stand in the road, in the middle of the road, the car's coming. If we don't use judgment to get out of the way, we're going to get run over. So you got to use judgment. And the only way we can do that is to know what we're using judgment for. That you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and peace of praise of God. But I would you should understand, brethren, that these things which happened unto me have fallen out, rather, unto the furtherness of the gospel. And I want to stop right there, and I want to look at just some of the things that happened to Paul. This ain't going to be all about just studying it and getting to the place. I want you to realize when some of the things that happened to some of you through the years since I've been here. Some of you, your marriages fell apart. Some of you have buried husbands, buried wives. Some of you have buried children and grandbabies. Some of you have suffered many things, and you kept coming to church Sunday after Sunday. You never give up. Why? For the furtherness of the gospel. Paul said he went through these things. He suffered all these things. Listen to me. If he had to suffer these things, we wouldn't have what we have today. So that my bounds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and all other places. You get what he's saying? He said, I would have never preached to King Agrippa. He had never would have heard my testimony. Felix and Festus would have never heard my testimony. If I hadn't been arrested, if I hadn't been put in these bonds, these bounds, he said, the gospel would have never went to these places. He was in Rome right then, in prison, in his own hard house. They're telling them, exhorting them to go further. Don't give up. You keep fighting a good fight. That's what he was telling them. You keep taking this gospel. You preach it, and you grow stronger in it. Amen. He said, these things have happened to me. I want you to know he counted his life nothing. He wanted to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. The young man told us the other night, we'll get back to Paul in a minute, but the young man told us the other night about Peter and John. In the fourth chapter, you'll find where they healed a man. And I want you to realize how they come to him and they arrest him over preaching Jesus. How they kept him overnight. The next day, they come out and they preach Jesus again. And they said, they told him to quit preaching in this name. And they said, brother, it be right or not in God's eyes, for we preach Jesus, or obey you or obey God. We'll leave that up to you. So they preached Jesus in the fifth chapter, turned right around. Guess what? They come and got him and put him in jail again. And he's preaching Jesus. And here they are. They come to him. They said, did we not straightway tell you to quit preaching this man's name? But before that, you know what happened? God sent an angel to come and let them out of that jail. They had to be amazed. I want you to realize today, if you're willing to follow him, I ain't going to say it's going to be easy. I ain't going to say we ain't going to go to jail. I may go to jail someday for it. But just like Paul, I pray if I do, if you had to come lock me up and put me in that jail, I pray that I'll have a Bible. And I'll tell people about Jesus. I done it once when I volunteered to go. I pray I'd do it going. That's what Paul done. There was one that him and Silas, I had heard the gospel through them and was saved, him and his household. I want you to realize if we'll be willing to go and do what he'd have us to do, he'll help us. In the furtherance of the gospel. We find then, I believe it's in the 12th chapter of Acts, where they done killed John, and here they'd arrested Peter. Here he was, and I can hear him right now. This time, he's done got out once. This time, you make sure this man stays here. And so they took and they put him in chains. And they took a guard on each side of him, on one on each side. And they laid him out. And guess what God does does again. Here he comes, sends an angel, and come and wakes him up out of his sleep and tells him, arise. I want you to know, Topaz the steel god, iron gate, and here he goes out again. I want you to know, God will help you. Amen. In the furtherness of the gospel. And you say, and why I'm saying all this, if you'll study the word of God, you say, I have parents tell me all the time, I don't know what to say to my children. They'll call me and I don't know what to tell them. I don't know what to say to my grandbabies. You know, that's a scary thing. I remember when my kids started asking me questions and I was the same way. I didn't know what to say. That's why Paul told Timothy, he said, you study. You read. We're living in a time now where some of our missionary Baptist preachers, they believe that you just simply rely on the Spirit of God, get up there and he'll give you what to say. Just don't study. Don't worry about it. And then we got others, that's all they think. Just study, study, study. Don't ever. I want to tell you, it takes both. You can't preach without the Spirit of God, and you can't preach without studying. You've got to do both. And I want to tell you, parents, something right now. You need to study your Bible. Amen. You need to bring your children to everything you can where they can learn about Jesus. Amen. For the furtherness of the gospel. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to take this down a little further. This church started in 83. That ain't been many years ago. What, for it be this coming homecoming, I guess it'll be 41 years. I want you to realize I'm 20 years older than that. So listen, this church has come a little ways, and I mean just a little ways. But I pray if God permits time to stand, we'll go a whole lot further. And the only way we're going to do that, he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Listen to me, if we do not study the word of God, if we don't prepare ourselves, we won't have nothing to say. I want you to know, he told Peter, he said, when thou art converted, then you strengthen the brother. When you get yourself in shape, then you can help somebody else. So the only way we can strengthen what we have is do something about it. You say, well, Brother Jeff, it's just hard to get up on Sunday morning. I realize that. I know it is. I wasn't crazy about getting up this morning after sleeping 3 or 4 hours. And you say, well, I work all week. And I know you do. I'm trying to get up every day. You say, well, you don't do nothing. I do something. Amen. And it's for the furtherness of the gospel. Amen. I fail a whole lot, I promise you. But I keep you and on my heart and his word on my heart. Even when I'm out there peeling with some old chainsaw or something, what's really on my mind is his word. Amen. I try to meditate on it day and night. Why? I ain't telling you to try to build myself up. I have to do it. I'm dumb as a box of rocks. I have to study all the time. Or if I didn't, I wouldn't be able to get up here and do anything. It took me years just to learn to read. So don't give me no excuses about that. If you can read, you've done got a big head start on some of us. Preach. If you're a preacher, preach. If you're a teacher, teach. If you're a parent, teach your children. When they ask you a question, you'll be able to answer it. Y'all pray for it. Paul, this is just some of the things he suffered that the gospel would go forward. Of the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes, save one. By law, they could only give 40 stripes. So they give him 39, 5 times. Where they would keep the law.
Thrice was I beaten with rods, once with was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck at night and day, and I have been in the deep. A night and a day I've been in journeys often, in perils and danger, that's what that means. In waters and pearls, in robbers and pearls, and troubles of danger, and my own countrymen, his own people, and that ain't all, in pearls and danger, by the heathen, in danger, in the city, in danger, in the wilderness, in danger, in the sea, in danger, among false brethren, in danger, in weariness, in painfulness, watchings often, in hunger and thirst, and fastings often, cold and naked. I want you to know he was a tent maker, but this man was a poor man. He didn't have a whole lot. That's why every time, years ago when I first come here, y'all was doing all you could. I know you was. I support these brothers, but I suggested that we send them a certain amount every month, and I'm glad you listened to me on that, where those brothers could know they had that much coming in. If it was $100, if it was $150, they could depend on that. I've heard Brother David Swindle talk about being over in Hawaii. I've heard him tell it many a times, being down upon you, think, well, if I was going on a mission, that's where I'd want to go, to Hawaii. You talk to that man about it. He said they got down to where they had nothing. Nothing to feed his children. Nothing, no money left. He didn't know where he was going to go. He went to roof and didn't know how to roof. But he was willing to do whatever he had to do. Listen to me. And the furtherance of the gospel, we need to make sure they're took care of. There's no reason for us to have a preacher in our ranks of any kind, anywhere, that be worried about feeding his children. Besides those things, and without that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches, I can't imagine that. Daily. How did that man ever get any rest? Because he was the care of all of them. I'm just a little under shepherd of a good bunch of people that ain't hard to pastor. Y'all really ain't. But the cares daily, you think about it daily. Amen. You think about it nightly. Why did Paul go through all these? He could have quit. Yeah. He could give up. He didn't have to, when he finally had a time to rest, he didn't have to read. He didn't have to study. He didn't have to meditate. He didn't have to go to jail. He didn't have to die for this cause, but he did. Why? For the furtherness of the gospel. Peter and them, the first time they arrested him, I want you to know they, when they arrested him, they could have went right back out and said, listen, don't you mention him no more. Let's just make a covenant. We're not going to mention this man no more. I don't want to go back to jail. Nope. There he went, preached him again. The rest of his time, and this time they're straightway. And then finally, a man named Gamaliel come along, a great teacher, and said, if this is of God, you can't do nothing about it. And honey, they ain't been able to do nothing about it. People are still trying. He gets arrested again. Same way with Paul, just keep right on going. For the furtherance of the gospel, for the profiting, for all that hear and see. Brother Iron told us this morning, we are the light of the world. A city that sit on a hill cannot be hid. I don't know about y'all, but my light gets pretty dim every once in a while. For the furtherance of the gospel, we should shine out here. It's the hardest thing I've ever had to deal with. A couple of years ago, everybody in this country was talking about Hilltop Church. It got to the point, I ain't going to lie to you, and y'all put this out there, I don't care if they hear it, I love them. It got where my own brother has got where they started giving me the cold shoulder. Just a little bit too much attention. And you got to the point I thought I'd be glad when people quit talking about us to where it won't be this way anymore. Because I don't like this tension. And listen, then they quit talking about you a little bit and you think, boy, what am I thinking about? We supposed to shout out. We supposed to be alive. If everybody, if it kills every cow in Texas, then we need to let our light shine. And if people are jealous, then just let them get over it. Brother Marty, man, he was going down the road one day and he asked me, he said, you ever get jealous of the preachers? Boy, that was the hardest thing I ever had to answer. I said, well, yeah, I get jealous. You let somebody like Benji Black will come here and he gets up here and he just, I mean, from one end of the Bible to the other, reads one verse, just throws his book away. And I'm thinking, how in the world do you do that? But I love him. I wish I could preach like him, but I can't. I see others. Brother Marty, I went to the jail up there one time and I thought, boy, they're going to get it tonight. Lord, they're going to understand it tonight. I'm going to preach like Brother Marty. He said it over and over before I failed. But I tried to be something different. Fell flat on my face. Repented and asked him to forgive me. I've always been jealous of you. He was one asking me. But you can preach. I'm jealous of you. I wish I could do it like you. Randall, look at the zeal that man's got. If I would have to preach as you. But say for the furtherness of the gospel, yeah. Paul knew he was fixing to pass it on just as Elijah did to Elisha. Yeah. He was going to pass the battle on and he was encouraging Timothy. Amen. See, that's where we have to stop all that kind of silliness. Right. For this to go further, we've got to encourage that next young man. And if he gets up and everybody loves him, then you love him too. That next little church, that make it up there, that's organized and doing well, push them and encourage them. Amen. Our little children, this is what I'm trying to get to. For us to go on, these children needs to be encouraged. We need to teach them. Well, if they're for a while, and I'm not fussing, please don't get this the wrong way. But after a while, these children was a big, big thing here and they're singing. But somehow or another, we're starting to lose that. We're not teaching them like we was. Some of them's getting bigger and they don't like being called children anymore, I don't reckon. And they're not, they're young adults. But listen to me, if we don't keep teaching these little ones, it ain't going to be a year or two from now, we ain't going to be able to say how the young ones to come up and say.
That's right.
We're going to lose that. Listen to me. Y'all listen a minute. Don't be ashamed to get up here and say. Don't be ashamed to work for the Lord. You're to teach these next ones. And encourage them. So don't quit.
Amen.
Don't give up. Paul didn't quit. Peter didn't quit. They died for the cause.
We don't have no place to quit. Let your love abound more and more. Encourage that next preacher.
Amen.
Encourage that next piano player.
Amen.
You play Amazing Grace as pretty as I've ever heard it play. And I ain't just saying that. I love it. When you testify, honey, it just makes us all just blow up. The same way with the rest of y'all. Listen to me. Teach your children. Train them up in the way they should go. And when they grow old, they'll not depart from it. Teach them. Love them. I said years ago up there on the radio, we all grew up not having very little. And then we started having children, my generation. We decided we wanted to give them the world. And we have. We want them to have good education, and I do too. Nothing wrong with it. We want them to have good, profitable jobs. I do too. Nothing wrong with it. But I also want them to love the Lord.
Amen.
I want them to love His Word.
Amen.
I want them to love the church. And the only way this gospel is going to go further, it's going to get stronger, strengthen what we have. The only way it's going to be profitable is we teach them.
Amen.
You say, watch what we got you for, preacher. I can't be there when your child comes in yonder and says, Mama, I feel lost. What am I supposed to do? Daddy, what's it like to be lost? Why am I lost? Why do I have to become lost? I can't be there. When they ask you what's wrong with this and what's wrong with that, why is it wrong to do this? You need to be able to turn over here and say right here. But better than that, listen to me. If we'll train them from their babies up, they'll know. Paul told Timothy, from thy youth, thou hast known the scriptures. He had a good grandmother and a good mother that taught him from a baby. Why did they go through that? And it was a deal then. We don't understand. We got Bibles just laying around everywhere. Then, I mean, if you got a hold of a scroll, you had a hold of something. If you had a hold of all of them, you really had a hold of something. I tell people all the time, if I search God out as much as I do Google, it ain't no telling how much knowledge I'd have. I might be like Benji Blackwell. Well, probably not. I ain't got that kind of memory. But I could be a better Jeff Likens.
Amen.
If I just spent more time searching God, asking God, rather than asking Google. Y'all see why I was up all night? How do you handle something like this without hurting anybody's feelings? How do you handle something like this? And I ain't trying to hurt your feelings. I'm trying to encourage you. I promise you that's what this is about. I wish I'd done better. If I had, maybe my children would be here today. See, I can't go back and fix that. I can't. But I ain't encourage you not to make the mistakes I did. See, when I do marriage counseling, I talk about the things that we done wrong. I don't tell them about all what we got right, because we didn't get a whole lot right. Only thing we got right, we listened to God and married the one we're supposed to. I can tell you by my errors and my ways. And I wish I'd done this different. I wish I'd been that guy and been willing to volunteer to pick up the offering. I wish I'd been that guy that showed up to Sunday school every Sunday morning. I wish I'd been that guy that learned to read earlier on. And I could have sat down and read the scriptures to my children. I wished a lot of things, but they're gone. Now all I can do is just tell you, don't make the mistakes I've made. I want you to have more. I want your babies to have more. I want Hilltop to go farther. And farther in the gospel. If we get satisfied, we're not going to go nowhere. The preacher done told us we're sending out as much as anybody he knows of every month to missionaries. We're doing good there. I'm satisfied there. We've got more preachers than any church, bar none. And they're out preaching. We got deacons that's going around the world to make sure the gospel goes further. We're rich. That's what he told them. He said, you're rich. You think you're rich. But you're dead. You're poor. He said, strengthen that what you have. Look what we have.
Amen.
Look at here. I talk about these kids a lot. You know why I do? Because we're blessed.
Amen.
We've got something. And it ain't something we've done. Everybody talk about why we grow this, why we grow that. God done this.
Amen.
He deserves the honor and glory. Now what we've got a responsibility. We need to do something with it. Let's not drop the ball. You new members back there, I want you to know we need you to get involved. You're just not a vote here. You're somebody. We love you. We need you. We need you to help us. Let's further the gospel.
Amen.
Oh, man, if I never get turned over here. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of hands by the presbytery. Meditate on these things and give thyself wholly to them that thy profiting may appear unto all. And hence is what he said. Take heed unto you thyself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. He ain't talking about you saving yourself by grace. You can't do that. He's saving yourself from the world and the ones that hear you. And that's what I'm supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do, Brother Randall. You're supposed to read, study. You're supposed to meditate continually. Not just for your profit, but for all those that hear and see you and see that you truly are a light of the world, that your children can see, that your neighbors can see. For what? For the furtherance of the gospel. That's what we're about. I don't want it to end with me. I don't want it just being good in my days. As Hezekiah said, is it not good? Did it be good in my days? He told him how his children was going to be took into bondage and all the things was going to happen. And that's what Isaiah told him. He said, was it not good that it'd be good in my days? Is it not? Is there something wrong with that? I don't want it just to be good in my days. I want it to be good in little Harvey's days. Amen. I've spoiled that boy rotten. I mean rotten. To the point now, I get on the phone, talk to y'all, one of y'all, and he goes screaming and crying. He gets mad about it. If one of the other kids come to get my lap, here he comes, madder than a hornet, and he'll whoop me. I want to give him everything. But Lord, I pray all the time. Me and him was laying there in the bed the other day. And was laying there, and I wish you could just see his little face. And he looked over at me and he went, and he said, what he was saying is, I got you, old man. Whatever I want you going to do. And I was sitting there thinking, amen. I love these babies. Amen. I want to see a future. Amen. I want us to strengthen what we've got. I don't want to lose it. And if we're not going forward, we're going backwards. So let's go further. I preached a sermon. I'm fixing to be done. I preached a sermon here a while back to the lost. Jesus, I read in the text, Jesus went a little further. How the lost, you just got to go a little further. Don't give up. Go a little further. Church, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Don't get satisfied with what you're doing. Go a little further. Let's build our Sunday school up. Let's build our Bible study up. Amen. Let's build our homes up. Amen. Let's build the Lord up.
Amen.
Let's exalt him to where people can see him. Not us,
Amen.
But they'll see him. That's really where it's at. That's my thought. I pray somebody gets something out of it. Paul's trying to encourage Timothy. I'm just trying to encourage you,
Amen.
To just go a little bit further. Don't give up. Just keep fighting a good fight. As we stand and sing, we'll have an altar call. If you're here today and you're lost, seek the Lord.